I've been waiting 40 years for this.
They called themselves Ghostbusters. According to these hacks, they saved the world. No eyewitnesses. And who is found to carry the torch?
Descendants of Egon Spengler.
You have a miner hanging out the side of a moving vehicle, firing a laser gun indiscriminately.
It has a proton pack.
It's completely safe.
I wouldn't say completely safe.
The Ghostbusters are finished.
Right. Well, overruled.
Sustained.
Thank you.
Something strange in your neighborhood.
What up, folks? Welcome back to a brand new review episode. This is Words from Blurs. And today, Adu and I are reviewing
Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire. I almost said Afterlife. That is not this one.
I heard that. Yes. This time directed by Gil Keenan, who directed 2006's Monster House.
Oh, I like that movie.
Yeah. Okay. I like that. Yeah. I mean,
yeah, that movie was cool.
That's kind of really all he did. He directed
oh,
one
shit,
episode.
Really?
I mean, he directed City of Ember.
Never heard of
Never heard of it. Me neither. He directed 2015's Poltergeist.
Didn't see it, but heard okay things.
Never saw it. Didn't hear anything. And A Boy Called Christmas in 2021.
I don't even know what the hell that is.
That sounds like a direct-to-TV.
It sounds like some like Hallmark Channel
yeah.
type stuff.
Okay, and this is his foray into super big-budget film.
It is a direct sequel to Ghostbusters Afterlife, which
yes.
is a continuation of the movies from the
80s.
80s, yes.
Yes, starring Paul Rudd, Carrie Coon, Finn Wolfhard, and McKenna Grace back as our Ghostbuster Spangler family.
They brought everyone back for this motherfucker. Some people probably didn't need to come back, but they still brought them back.
Yeah, like, for example, Mayor Walter Peck didn't.
How did that nigga get elected? Well, America.
Didn't need that nigga. I'm sorry. Didn't need that man at all in this, but I guess,
well, cameos.
You know.
Member berries.
Contention.
Using nostalgia to make up for lack of a decent plot.
So the plot reads, when the discovery of an ancient artifact unleashes an evil force, Ghostbusters new and old must join forces to protect their home and save the world from a second Ice Age.
Full disclosure. Long time listeners probably know I am not a big Ghostbusters fan at all. If it's not the real Ghostbusters or Extreme Ghostbusters, I couldn't care less. Didn't like Ghostbusters. Didn't like Ghostbusters 2. Ghostbusters Afterlife was eh. And
Ooh.
This one was
Whoa.
Eh.
Whoa.
You're definitely the bigger Ghostbusters fan between the both of us.
I'm just a bigger pop culture fan in general.
I like pop culture.
I just
don't give a fuck about Ghostbusters.
I respect the entity that is the Ghostbusters.
Yeah, I have fun with that.
I respect it. I didn't care for the 2016 reboot.
I don't think anyone did.
Unfortunate. I know they tried. I actually quite liked Afterlife. I mean, I feel like that was my real foray into it. Again, I wasn't a huge Ghostbusters fan up until that point, but once I saw that, like, I respected the passing of what was his name, who played Spengler.
Oh. It's not Ivan.
No. Harold Ramis.
Yes, Ramis.
Harold Ramis. I respected kind of acknowledging his death in a way, because obviously he wasn't allowed to make the movie, but figured out a way to Grand Moff Tarkin.
Yeah, that part still felt kind of weird to me.
I didn't. Know. I thought it was cool. I thought it was a nice spiritual end that character.
I mean, it starts out with that, and then it ends with the Flash, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, the whole bringing back, you know, actors that have passed to show up in movies, I still feel kind of a way about that.
I mean, but I get you, but it's not like he's a side character. Spengler was one of the four original Ghostbusters, so
yeah.
acknowledging him, I mean, I get the need to want to do it and the respect of not doing it.
I just feel it sets a bad precedent, you know?
I feel like it can set a bad precedent, but obviously his family okayed his likeness to be used, so
I guess, but it's, I don't know. Yeah.
You know, that was a part of his legacy.
Yeah.
But yeah, back to Frozen Empire. This movie's okay. It's not as good as Afterlife in my opinion, but I feel like it takes it back to its roots, having Ghostbusters back in New York City to stop some super evil ghost, but instead of I don't know what the ghost was named in the past. The ghosts were named in the past.
Don't matter. Ice ghost.
Yeah, but yeah, we have an ice ghost now. A ghost who can literally bring about
the end of the world.
The end of the world through people's fear.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel like they literally, like, in the marketing, they said, oh, you can literally be scared to death. I feel like they missed the opportunity to say frozen in fear. Like, I was like,
I hate that I laughed at that, but
okay. I'm like, you totally missed that line, but whatever.
Scared to death of what? Of this movie?
No, that's what is the powers the ghost.
Yeah, yeah, but I'm like, who? What are they supposed to be? You could be scared to death of.
Like, I guess the ghost scares you so much that you die.
But that's not
frozen.
That's not how the.
I know, and that's not even. See, that's not even how. Yeah, he literally freezes you to death.
I'm so confused right now.
Frozen in fear.
It don't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't matter. This movie is not known for its super complexity in terms of plot.
The thing is, you brought up quote unquote going back to their roots. That's my problem with this movie.
Oh.
Because, you know, Afterlife, again, I was kind of like ambivalent about Afterlife. But one thing I did like about it, it was very different from every other Ghostbuster movie. It took place in fucking Oklahoma. For one. I mean, what movie takes place in Oklahoma?
Yeah.
That was really cool. I'm like, okay, a completely different setting for Ghostbusters. You have the family element instead of like four just regular guys.
But now it's
like, okay,
also commercialized.
Well, yeah,
or corporate, because now they have like a...
I mean, that shit was always corporate. I mean, it's a movie. It's Ghostbusters.
No, I'm talking about like in the Ghostbusters themselves.
Right.
They're now like Ernie Hudson's character
is bankrolling them.
He's like bankrolling ghostbusting technology that we haven't seen before.
Yeah.
And he's like whole Ghostbusters facilities.
Yeah. But like I was saying, like that part, that aspect of it was really cool to me. But then they said, fuck all that shit with this one. And they just went right back to New York and were right back doing the same old shit, just driving through New York with the car and the firehouse and the fucking, what's the thing called? The proton pack and the shooting things and everything. It's like, oh, okay, we're just doing the same shit again. Member berries. Okay.
Yeah, cool. Literally brought back Slimer just... to see him eat food and then run away.
Why is Slimer even here? Mascot of the franchise, I get it, but it's like, he's just here for no reason. He's just here for a pop. You know, he's just here to make the audience go, yay, I recognize that. Can we write a movie here, guys? Something original? Something different?
Let's take the Ghostbusters
forward.
I want to see the Ghostbusters International. Take them motherfuckers to Florida. Take them to Miami, okay?
Well,
actually, take them to Louisiana.
They tried doing that with Men in Black, and we saw how that turned out.
Okay, but I still think Louisiana would be a better...
Louisiana would be fire. You know, the voodoo thing and
everything?
Yes, yeah, that would be dope.
Saying.
Yeah.
Ghostbusters Louisiana.
Yeah.
Ernie Hudson. Let's connect it to his character. Say he's from... That's where he's from. Then he moved to...
See, an original sound
we
idea.
We are literally coming up with the next Ghostbusters.
Yeah. You know?
And it's going to invite black people.
And I bet the next one is just going to be in New York again.
I really hope not. Hey, maybe they'll move to Chicago. We know there's plenty of dead bodies there.
Like that's not any different. If you're going to be in Chicago, you might as well be in New York. Come on, go somewhere that's not a major metropolitan city, please. Sheesh.
Yeah, bring them to New Orleans, baby, or take them international.
Yeah, or that. Put them on the seas. Maybe there's a ghost. Maybe not a ghost ship, because that movie wasn't good. But, you know, ghosts on a ship or something. I don't know.
Yeah. We just want some more originality. Again, this is beat for beat. You know, typically what happens, they discover something they really shouldn't be touching, and then they want to play with it a little more. And, oh, wow, looks what happens when you play with some mystical shit. You unleash mystical shit.
Yeah.
And now they have to clean it up and... We got the original Ghostbusters, well, those that are alive. We got Bill Murray back, Dan Aykroyd. We even got Annie Potts' Melnitz back.
Shit, dude, Bill Murray was barely... Bill Murray don't want to be in these anymore, man.
No, Bill, listen, Bill Murray, they just call Bill Murray for a quick check, and he'll be like, okay, yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, tall, dark, and horny, 9 o'clock.
At one point, there's one point in the movie where they cut to him, right? And he's wearing sunglasses out of nowhere. These sunglasses just appeared out of nowhere. And it's like he put them on just to take them off. Like, he's on full autopilot mode at this point. I don't know what to tell you.
I know he's retired somewhat, but his kids are grown now. Where the fuck is Rick Moranis?
Leave that man alone. He don't need to be in this.
Rick Moranis, I miss
you. No, no, bro. You're going in the wrong direction. The whole point is no more nostalgia. Oh. Do something new, please. Don't call Rick Moranis. Don't call fucking Zool.
Yes,
stop it.
Zool.
No, don't do that. No, do new things.
No Sigourney
please.
Weaver.
No, don't call old people. Damn it. cut it out. All right. No, that's my whole point. It's too much nostalgia. You're trying to make up for your writing with nostalgia. Oh, we put enough stuff in here that people recognize. They won't notice that the movie isn't very good. Cut it out.
Yeah, cut that shit out. You know, I do feel like there are characters who came back from the afterlife who were underutilized.
They didn't even need to be here.
Like Podcast.
What the hell? I mean, okay. And here's the thing. Podcast being here,
it kind of
made sense. He's basically an intern for...
But he lied and said he went to space camp.
Yeah, for Dan Aykroyd, yeah.
Character.
But like, what the hell is an old girl doing back?
She's
old girl from Madam Web.
She's actually interning for Ernie Hudson.
But like, okay, one of them interning, sure. Two of them just happened to be doing that. And on top of that, the Spangler kids have no idea. I thought they were friends. Why don't they know?
They didn't know.
They didn't know. Stranger Things kid was shocked. He was like, "Oh, what are you doing here?" I distinctly remember.
Oh, he was shocked about her, but they knew about Podcast.
Well, yeah, they knew about Podcast. Why didn't they know about her? They're supposed to be friends. And also, so are the Stranger Things kid,
Finn Wolfhard.
There you go. Remembered his name at the same time. Finn Wolfhard and her, weren't they like a thing romantically in the last movie? Or is that just not a thing anymore?
I guess it's just not a thing anymore.
Okay.
There were performances here. Again, McKenna Grace was a standout in the afterlife. And
she's very good.
She's very good at playing on the spectrum.
I feel like there's a better way to put that, man.
She's
was that the best way you could have said that?
She's a very good actress.
You could just say she's good.
She's a great actress.
Jesus Christ.
Like.
God damn, man. You're gonna get us shut down, bro.
She's very good. Like, she's clearly playing a kid on the spectrum and who also may be in the LGBTQIA+ community.
You know what? That was an interesting... Okay, so one thing they did do something new. Was they introduced a female ghost that may not be... Because every ghost we've seen up until now has basically been, like, evil, right? So, Slimer, he mostly just eats, but, you know, whatever. So, her, it was a ghost, like a human ghost, like a teenage ghost, female teenage ghost.
Melody.
Melody. And it was like, oh, you know, a somewhat friendly ghost. Okay, interesting, something new that could be done... In the Ghostbusters universe, that hasn't been done before in the movies anyway, to my knowledge, if I remember correctly. And it seemed like they were kind of hinting towards a romance between her and, what's the character's name?
Phoebe.
Between her and Phoebe. I'm like, oh. But then they never, like, did it. So it's almost like, okay.
Yeah, because,
are y'all going to do it? Are they going to put them together or not?
Because Melody was manipulating Phoebe just so that she could help, I guess they didn't really have a name.
It doesn't matter.
There was a name for the big ghost.
The ice ghost. That's all you got to say. It don't matter.
Yeah. She was working with him so that she could get to heaven and be with her family, I guess. We don't know how long she was a ghost, but she clearly had been a ghost long enough.
But, like, that's the thing, though. So let me get this straight. You were willing to basically die to what? Just be friends with this ghost? That doesn't make any sense to me. Do you have a crush on this ghost or not?
I think she did have a
crush.
But
it felt like I guarantee in the original, I wouldn't be surprised if the original version of the script, there was like very clear romantic intention, and then someone was like, "We don't want to do that. We don't want to make people."
One of the old guys.
So I was
producers.
Like, "Well, look, either do it or don't. All right, because if you don't do it, it feels like kind of being like cowards. Like, you know what I mean?
If you're gonna commit to it, commit to
commit.
It.
Commit. Like, fuck, man.
Like, don't tiptoe around the bullshit. Just give us what you're hinting at.
Yeah. Because it didn't make any sense to me. She's willing to like basically die just to be the ghost's friend. Okay.
Yeah.
Another issue with this movie?
Another one.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, a few. So, like, the one of the main... And this movie has so many subplots, by the way. One of the main problems that they put in the movie is that Phoebe is a kid, right? So, basically, the mayor is like, look, it's one thing to let y'all do your thing. She's literally a kid. You can't be having her running around. She literally almost dies in the opening scene.
I think she's probably like 16 or 17 at that point.
Yeah.
Like, that's a stretch saying
minor. The movie almost wants you to be on her side saying, no, I want to be a Ghostbuster. I deserve to be a Ghostbuster. And I'm like, the whole time, I'm like, you are a child.
Fuck that. If a 16 or 17 year old kid can go work at fuck, I mean, granted, 16 or 17 year old kids
ghostbusting is a dangerous job,
police
and
officers.
They show that it's a dangerous job.
It is a dangerous job, so I do agree that there should be some parameters set up so that she can maybe assist in the car, but she really shouldn't be in the field.
Yeah. Also, maybe I'm just getting old, but I didn't like the way she was talking to her mom, bro.
Oh,
that was
no.
mad disrespectful. I'm like, yo, this is crazy, bro. You talking to your moms like this?
A white kid. Who's also on the spectrum.
That's what
disrespect goes out the window. She's just speaking facts. Like she said, if you weren't a Spangler, you'd be answering our phones, which is true.
Shit, that was my mama. It'd be facts. It'd be five facts upside your head. You say that shit to her. you wildin'. Phoebe was
like,
wildin'.
Although she was probably emotionally heated for whatever that looks like for her character, she was just speaking in honest. What she interpreted as honest, because she doesn't really interpret like idiosyncrasies.
Again, to be fair, again, we don't know for sure that her character is supposed to be on this.
In Afterlife.
Oh, they did. They straight up said it.
They said,
are you sure?
Yeah.
I've only seen Afterlife
she
once.
She said
but...
she's not neurotypical.
Okay. Okay. Well, fair. But I mean, it's not like all autistic kids are disrespectful to their parents.
No, it's not. But it's
okay,
clean
it up because it feels like that's a joke.
That concept can go over their heads if they're not understanding. Like,
but she knows she's being disrespectful. Like that's why she's saying it. She's meaning to be disrespectful.
I mean, I think she's meaning to prioritize her value to the group over her mother's. I think that's really what she was doing. Because she knows that she's technically the smart one on the team.
She's probably smarter than Paul Rudd, right?
And yeah, Paul Rudd is, what was he?
He's a professor
Technologist?
Yeah.
That might be the wrong word, but you know, earthquakes
and
shit.
Earthquakes
and,
yeah.
Scientist who monitors earthquakes, that's a fun job. So she's definitely smart as him. She's able to come up with inventions on the fly and manipulate them on the fly. So she definitely does add value, but, you know, yeah, I do agree she was disrespectful as fuck.
Like, there was the movie. It's almost like the movie wants you to be on her side that she wants to be a Ghostbuster, but everything you've shown me says she shouldn't be a Ghostbuster. She almost died, like, multiple times in this movie. Also, every character that isn't Phoebe
I don't really get to connect with like that.
Or what's the, oh my God.
Kumanon Johnny?
Yes. Or him. Like, I feel like most of the characters in this movie did not need to be in this movie. Finn Wolfhard had nothing to do. Old girl from Madam Web didn't have nothing to do. Podcast didn't have nothing to do. Like, they was just there because they were in the other movie. That's really it. Finn Wolfhard's character is 18. You might as well just send that dude to college at this point.
Man, that nigga is 21.
His character is 18.
Shit. That nigga is... Oh, how old is Finn Wolfhard anyway?
Hey, you're probably right. It's probably 21 or something. Those Stranger Things kids.
Oh, God. He's a freaking Canadian. That makes so much sense.
Why does that make so much sense?
He's 22, actually. Well,
20.
Yeah, well, technically 21. Yeah, because he'll be 22 in December.
Yeah. So, you know, there's that. It's like so many subplots that they didn't even really get to end. Like... The whole thing with the ghost, not Phoebe. What's the ghost's name again?
Melody.
Melody. like, there was little hints at, like, how she died. That never really got followed up on.
Yeah, I feel like there was about 15 extra minutes of this movie that was cut out.
Yeah.
That was important to some of those plots.
Yeah.
One of the more random plots is that this random guy who sold Stance, aka Dan Aykroyd's character, the shit that really sets
the MacGuffin
shit off in the beginning, played by Kumail Nanjiani, he's a part of
he's a firebender.
Essentially, he's a firebender whose sole purpose, or his family's sole purpose, is to stop
Not
and
put
hold
your
back.
Phone on silent before we start recording.
You can't. You couldn't even hear it.
I heard it.
Yeah. Yeah. And so we had a subplot of him learning his powers and learning his family lineage and their purpose, which is to hold and maintain the Ice Ghost. But, you know, he said, fuck it. My grandma died. I needed some money. I needed some cha-ching. And, you know, instead you got ice.
I feel kind of mixed about that subplot because it's like, on one hand, I do like that they're kind of doing something slightly new, introducing like a new
supernatural
thing.
Human.
Yeah,
element.
Into the Ghostbusters universe. Not sure if it fits, though, but I'm not like a Ghostbusters expert or anything. So
yeah, I don't think it fits. I think the whole point of Ghostbusters is that we are normal humans who use science to combat supernatural entities.
That's a great point. I don't know if it fits all the way. But also,
that's
Kumail,
what she said. That's what he said. Damn it, dude. That's
I'm
what you
put
said?
My headphones down.
Come on, buddy. You striking him out like that? Damn! He said, I don't know if it fits. Good for you, you Ghanaian prince.
You made me forget what I was saying.
Long dick style.
You did ask me to forget what I was trying to say. Fuck, hold on, let me get it back. Kumail Nanjiani, I like Kumail Nanjiani. Like, he was good in the movie. I actually liked him in the movie. It's just, I didn't care.
I feel like Kumail Nanjiani kind of plays the same kind
of
guy.
Oh, no, he definitely does.
And again, I think it's just...
But he's good at it.
I mean, yeah. Just like Patton Oswalt kind of plays this guy, this nerd guy, who typically happens to know certain plot points and explains them throughout the movie.
Also, why there were so many like nostalgia baiting things in here? Like, they're just here for no... Why is the library ghost still around? They haven't taken care of that. Why was that in? That wasn't there for no. They literally paused the movie
to
do that reference.
Nope, you should be gone.
The library dog's coming back to life. Oh, like the Zool dog. Dickless.
Are you
Mayor Dickless?
To the lion?
Did I say dog? Yeah, lion. I mean that. I think that was supposed to be a slight callback, right?
Sure.
Mayor Dickless, him being around Peck, Walter Peck. Like, yes. Just so many like.
Yeah,
I'm just
this
tired.
Movie didn't do a whole lot.
I'm just tired
of the
nostalgia.
It didn't do a whole lot to move
you know?
The needle.
Yeah.
And if anything, it moved the needle backwards a little bit, in my opinion. Again, it's still, you know, turn your brain off kind of movie. It's fun. But, you know, if you are there for a plot or if you're there for a story progression, this is not the movie you came to see. I'm sorry to tell you that that's not what you're going to see with Ghostbusters Frozen Empire.
Do you think Ghostbusters is a dead franchise? Pun not intended.
I think it's a zombie franchise. I think it's dead, and it still continues to walk for some reason because old white dudes, specifically old-ass Dan Aykroyd, who still has pull in Hollywood somehow, some way, is insistent that Ghostbusters keep going.
Yeah, but because like I don't even think people who were like big Ghostbusters fans from back in the day even give a shit about Ghostbusters anymore.
But also this also comes from a studio who recently put out Madam Web, and before that put out Venom.
I forgot Sony owns them.
And before that put out Morbius. So this is, you know, Sony's MO is not necessarily, I mean, it's in track with their MO in all honesty, which is to put out what we think is it has a built-in audience and just,
but
you know,
like,
throw it at the wall.
Even then, like, it's they're very clearly trying to appeal to kids at this point, right? With the kid characters, the little marshmallow men that are basically minions at this point.
I'm saying, I feel like teenagers. Are you referring to teenagers as
don't
kids?
Teenagers don't care about the little marshmallow guys. Those are minions.
It's appealing to a wide demographic, but I feel like children would definitely gravitate towards a little Stay
I don't think
marshmallow man.
Children aren't watching movies. They're watching TikTok.
They're watching TikToks.
I don't think kids give a fuck about Ghostbusters either. Or teenagers.
I'm
not sure if anyone does at this point.
I just think it's something to add to the merch collection.
I guess.
I mean, again, why is Slimer here for the fifth time? Because he was even in the fourth one. I mean, the third one, which was...
Afterlife?
No, the one before that.
2016?
Yeah. Slimer was in that bitch.
Although technically that was a different universe, so it was technically.
I mean, but he survived being in a different universe. I'm saying, why the ghosts are there just for merch?
Yeah.
Like, but the ghost that's not there is the ice ghost.
Weak ass villain.
Very weak.
I mean, Ghostbusters
beautiful
in
design.
General have an issue. Well, yeah, well, cool design, but like a waste. I feel like the Ghostbusters movie in general, outside of like Zool, have like a villain problem.
And
like,
come in until like the last third of the movie.
Yeah, there's no character. The character literally might as well just have been an ice storm. It would have meant about as much, you know?
Can we rate this movie?
Yeah, for me, this is a 2 out of 5.
Ooh. Damn.
Yeah.
I'll go at least half, 2.5 out of 5. No, 2.75.
What? You went up? Why?
Just out of respect.
Well, you like Ghostbusters more than I do.
Just out of respect for the GB, but...
I feel like if you...
2.75 is really what I feel
generous.
Like. Yeah, it is generous, but I feel like as a built-in fan, that's what you'll get out of me is 2.75. It didn't do much to move the needle forward. If anything, it moved it back a bit. Let's keep it small. Let's not do like the whole metropolitan city. Mm. Like I really liked, like you said, the change of pace to Oklahoma. I'm thinking like we said earlier, next best place would be a Louisiana type place or a southern state in general.
Maybe go to Florida. Ghostbusters in Florida.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's have a Coke ghost in Miami. Yeah. Okay. But have you seen Ghostbusters Frozen Empire? Who's your favorite Ghostbuster of all? Mine, I feel like now, is definitely still Phoebe Spengler.
Her name is Lucky Domingo?
Let's end it there. Make sure you follow Words from Blurreds.
Yes. Follow us on all our social media, Twitter, IG, follow us on TikTok. Follow us on Twitch at Streams from Blurreds. Subscribe to our YouTube. Like and comment on our videos. I think that's just about everything.
That is it. The review is done.